Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
You to think I'm cool, but I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to approach you and start the conversation. life. I wonder about my time on earth to find the truth that you love me, that you wanna live with me and be happy as can be. But that time never came, and things are still the same.
And that was I Want You. I Want You was a song I did in the studio. And singing it was great. Writing it was great, too. I had to, you know, it's a process. I had to go demos so I can put them out and give it to as many people as possible in the industry. Because I sent so many demos. There was a time where I went another avenue for like a year, because after being out here 5 years, and also I had an employment situation, I had to concentrate on working and doing, getting myself together. I went the songwriting route, just songwriting. And I wanted to give that song, I Want You, to somebody else to sing. They didn't want to sing it. I also gave it to some songwriting competition, and they did not like it at all. So then I realized I was even more miserable just trying to be a songwriter as when I was just a singer-songwriter. And the guy who I collaborated with told me to keep singing, because when I write songs, I need to sing, because that's where my talent is. Because if I write something and then I sing it, it goes hand in hand. So the reason why I bring this up is because the situation I have with some people who say, oh, I'm just a songwriter. No. Singing and songwriting go hand in hand. If one is taken out, the other doesn't exist either. So it's part of the process. And that's what it's all about. Creativity. And I'm going to talk more about that issue about going for dreams. Here's another one.
I tried to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school in order to succeed. But then things didn't turn out right. I failed exams and I didn't feel right.
Tragedy is not what I am. Now, all the songs are available on Deezer and Spotify, and let me get to you what Tragedy is Not What I Am is about. It's about believing in thyself and overcoming obstacles and overcoming dream killing. I have the haters and the dream killers, which I've written about, and I continue to go through about these people who are trying to undermine my potential. And we all know universally that going for a dream is a good thing. No matter what age or stance. I have somebody who's 70 is going for a dream and may finally get their break in music. People, and there's a lot of people who live in Hollywood and near Hollywood, San Gabriel Valley, San Fernando Valley, Santa Monica, etc., West Hollywood, whatever, who are still struggling to make their dreams to be heard. And I'm maybe because I'm an indie artist, maybe somewhat obscure, but I am an artist, and the hard work that goes into making me not only going on stage the years, but also making demos, making videos, is part of that dream. It's a good thing. Yeah, realistic, we gotta make a living or do the best we can. And some people, unfortunately, go through so much shit, like I mean, simply because we want to do something that's part of who we are. And they make assessments on me thinking I'm crazy, I'm out of touch. Oh, I should just go over and be a director. You know, go and be a counselor. I did not come to Hollywood to be a counselor or a mental health counselor or anything that limit my potential in terms of what I envision myself to be. I came to be something, part of that fantasy, part of that art, and it can come true. And I talk about it all the time because I have people who are jealous of my art. And I talk about how people who have the negative situations where they made up stories that I forged, that I signed my songs over, or I'm doing it for fun. I'm not doing music for amateurism. Just simply because they don't have no dreams and they can't follow their goals to have a productive life doesn't mean they should jump down on me simply because they're jealous or have some ulterior motives because they don't have anything. And what really was so upsetting about the dream killing, the negativity, is that they were looking for a leader to lead disabled people, lead people. I worked in counseling, but I didn't consider myself a leader. A leader is somebody who wants to be in psychology and work with disabled people. That's their dream, to be a director or to be a therapist. They should go to them. And I thought that was so unfair, trying to pigeonhole me and try to say things that would inhibit my potential to succeed. And I'm gonna say it again. Working for disabled people is part of a dream for someone who wants to work in psychology, clinical psychology with the mentally ill. And there are a lot of people who need help. And it's important that people who do want to work have that dream to get that dream to be a director if they want to, only if they want to. And I bring up mentally ill because these people are not well, and they don't have the capacity to go for dreams, artistic dreams. They don't have the capacity to do things right things. They involve in drugs, crime, and all kinds of things. And they come to me with these jealousy and his ulterior motives simply because I was have this dream. And I don't know them very well because they see my song and they see me doing things and they want to hinder my potential because it was a threat to their limited, pathetic life of trying to do things that to hurt people like me simply because they're jealous. And that's not fair. We are here on this planet to do good and to help people. And to let people live, and also, if people want to have a dream, no matter what age or where they are, they should be allowed to do it. If they want to make it in music or do something, well, won't they make their own demos? And won't they go to school and be a doctor, lawyer, or be a therapist themselves and stop sitting out there on the street getting angry or sitting on their butt and feeling envious of me? Simply because I have a talent that they simply do not want to work hard on. And that's the problem with dream killers. Because dream killers come around all the time. And that's why a lot of Hollywood hopefuls have trouble making it in the industry. Because the haters or dream killers who don't have nothing better to do but sit on their ass and hurt gifted people like you and me who wants to do something. Whether it's in college or wants to be in the industry or so on. And that's not fair. These dream killers even trespassed, looking at my home, trying to prevent me. They were even trying to prevent me from getting a college education, which was so evil. It happens all the time. We need to take these haters and dream killers and locked them up. They should not be around with the average Joe like you and me who sees somebody who wants to aspire, and that's what makes America great, and that's what American dreams come about. They don't come about by hurting people and trying to make tragedy after tragedy and take away people's dreams. That's not how America come about. That's for doctors, lawyers, business people, pop stars, athletes, etc., to come about. They have to go for their dream, and it has to come true. Because when a dream happens, it's positive because it helps other people. It's negative when someone's dream don't come true. And that is how it is. If they need some help, they need to go to an actual therapist that's aspiring to be a therapist and get help, not go to a non-therapist who's an artist, who's just a communicator, who's also an intellectual, who is me, and look for help. I can give help. I'm very sensitive. But I don't like when someone trying to undermine my potential and come to me with false innuendos and ulterior motives. They say they need a leader, then go to an actual therapist, not to me. It's just they just don't want to do or help themselves, and they're going to stay in that situation for the rest of their life or make it worse by their ulterior motives and sociopath tendencies, which is a shame for them. I'm not on this broadcast to talk about that. I'm on this broadcast to talk about what that song meant. A tragedy is not what I am and what it's about. And that is what it is. I even had these same people who targeted me because of my home and wondering what I'm doing, saying, oh, I should be doing this. Oh, I should have this job. Oh, I should be doing this. It's none of their damn business. What the business is to be positive and to do right things and good things and to be an artist and to tell it like it is, because I am an artist and I respect other people. And if people have dreams, I wish them come true because I'm positive. Being positive means tell it like it is. And that's what tragedy is, not what I am. Because I don't want my dream or someone else's dream taken away by hoodlums or jealous crazy people who can't take care of themselves and who wants to spill their envy and their self-loathing onto me. And that's not fair. That's not fair to anybody who has a dream. And you know, I'm speaking about that because that's what it's all about. So for some people in this society, being trying to go for a dream or going to school or something is like a threat. It's like a fantasy. It is not a fantasy. Yeah, you got to work. You got to do all those things. And that's what we all want to do. But you should be able to go to school and be a doctor or a lawyer. You should be able to go to Hollywood or New York City to be a star like me. You should be able to do things. Make a living or do the best you can. Mind your business. And go for whatever goals or opportunities that present yourself to make it to where you want to go. And hopefully it will come true. Life is not about being in despair and trying to hinder me simply because some other person, because the person don't have the capacity to do the right thing or go for dreams. If that's the case, then there's no America. We have to be positive. Tragedy is not what I am is also a good anthem to overcoming anything, overcoming dream killer and so on. And that is why I've written it. It's on Deezer, iTunes, Spotify. Here's another song I've written. It's called Unique.
My famous, rest of company.
I have, you know, one reason why I have problems with the ignorance is they perceive me as being unique. I have my own unique style because I try to be positive and open. But it's a realization that some people are not open. And that's why I've written about the song, Going for My Dream in Hollywood. You know, I had a hard time trying to make it. And, you know, it's like, that's what it is. But my songs are out, so it's a progression of a dream that's coming true. But what's unique is also about being judged by the way I look. And I was in the industry and by people. People said I was too fat or too tall or too old the way I look. And that's not what talent is all about. Talent is whether I can sing or whether I can play or whether I can write a song. If I can do any of those things, then I belong in the world music industry. And some people even criticize me about what I'm doing in my life. So when you make it in the industry, all you do is work by writing songs all day. You work or you go on stage and sing. Or you collaborate and work playing an instrument. That's the work that they do. And I have the talent. I shouldn't be judged because simply I didn't have, simply because they didn't think I was skinny enough or they didn't think I was black enough or white enough. It's about what I am. Unfortunately, racism does exist. And I hope that we can be open. And I don't want to talk about racism because I'm colorblind. I see people regardless of color. We are all equal. You know, it doesn't matter where you come from. We should all be getting a chance. This is the 21st century. Unfortunately, people judge me. They judge me simply on the way I look. And then they judge me simply because I had a unique style. And they thought I was a person to ridicule. And that was the sad thing about ignorance. Ignorance can cause a lot of pain and atrocities simply because people don't understand what the hell that they're doing. And being unique is a gift. Because without being about the uniqueness in everybody, because everybody's unique. We wouldn't have computers. We wouldn't have inventions. We wouldn't design clothes. We wouldn't design videos. We wouldn't be able to do all the things or even survive, get this far as human beings on this planet if we wasn't innovative or unique. That song is out on Deezer iTunes. All the songs are out on Deezer iTunes. And I want to apologize if anyone is concerned about what I'm saying because the reason why I talk about all the issues is with related to the songs that I've written. And all the songs are out on Deezer, Spotify, iTunes, they're everywhere, and you can listen to it, Spotify, you can listen to it, iHeartRadio, they're there for you to enjoy. And here's another song I've written, it's called Forever, Forever.
So I'm happy to be by your side.
you know, it's harder to make music these days. You know, it's harder for to make it because the clubs, and when I look at the Hollywood clubs and clubs in San Gabriel Valley, you know, Diamond Bar or San Fernando Valley or Santa Monica, they're closed. Whiskey or Go-Go, they're closed. Clubs, little clubs, seen it closed because of the COVID situation, so we can't perform. So making music is a joy, either on computer or in a studio making. So the limitations are there, but hopefully with COVID, with these vaccinations, we'll be able to go in studios and go back to clubs and sing. Can't go to concerts, and that's the sad thing. But I'm glad they're vaccinating people. I haven't gotten vaccinated. I'm hoping to get vaccinated sooner because I'm young, you know. So I have to stay sequestered until I get vaccinated. But the important thing is the limitations. You know, we stay home. And in my own life, I observe, you know, there's the question, being sick, I had to stay home. You know, we can't perform out in public. We can't go to concerts. You know, it's really that bad, but hopefully it will get better. It should. And I want to say that anyone want to contact me directly about my music, contact me directly online or to my door or whatever. Not, you know, because I had these individuals talk about, we wonder who I am or what I am. It's about direct contact. Because I said these same people were criticizing me because they simply did not want me to make an industry. And they were saying they were bringing people over and so on. That doesn't make sense. I think they were just making up stories. As part of that analogy, when you see somebody like me who's gifted or ambitious or have a talent or want to be somebody, they want to tear me down simply because they're jealous or they're envious or they want to take advantage of. And softly, my songwriting was a whip. They were trying to get look at my songwriting. They didn't like me writing songs and saying that, oh, I'm not capable of making decisions on my songs. And that's not true. I'm a highly functioning person. It's all about they just want to take my dreams away for their ulterior motives. And that's a sad thing. We got to stop the dream killing. I know people who listen to this on Twitter and so on probably tire me talking about dream killing. But it happens to a lot of Hollywood hopefuls and the Hollywood stars. See, when you get to the top, there's always somebody going to try to tear you down. People don't like to see, especially people who are negative and on the dark side, people who are criminals don't like to see people try to succeed. So it's important to continue to create or try to be whoever you want. Because if you want to be a star out there, or you want to be a doctor, lawyer, business person, never give up on your dream. I'm saying that in general from my own perspective because I always talk about it due to the fact of what's going on with me on an everyday basis about people targeting me simply because they're jealous or simply think that they're out of touch with the reality of going for dreams. Because the truth of the universe is go for it. Yes, we got to be realistic with jobs and so on. And they even said I was out of touch. You can't make it at 70 or 50 or so on. No. You can still go for your dreams. Yes, we got to survive, but that's the important message. It can come true. It has happened in Hollywood or nearby it. Because no matter if you're in Van Nuys or no matter if you're in Diamond Bar or no matter if you're in Sherman Oaks or no matter if you're Bel Air or whatever, you still have a dream to make it as a star. Well, you're in the Hollywood area nearby, in Los Angeles. It's where dreams can come true. If you don't believe me, looking at the tons and stars that have made it. So I leave it there. I can't do that. I can't stop. I talk about it because that's what it's all about. And the reason why I talk about it is that forever through time, it's about falling in love. It's about belief. To find someone. You know, writing about love is so enjoyable. The fantasy of falling in love and getting married is so important. Because it's better to lose love than never to love at all. And I'm still hoping that I can finally get married, but also I can also continue to go on with my dreams. That's what it's all about. And the other situation is these other pop songs that you already heard. You know this one, you know this release. About love is so important. It really is. Check it out on, keep an open mind, please. Check it out on Deezer, iTunes, because it's all for you. It really is. And that's what it's about. And that is it for today. The Dub Night Matter Part 2 have all these songs, and they're out for you to enjoy. Writing a body of work like this took a long time. So many dollars, so much, but it was a joy to do. Please listen to the Dub Night Matter Part 2, the hits. They are there for you. Good day, good night from Dub Night.